This is a designation for Darnia Thompson, D like Detroit, A-R, N like Nancy, E-A, Darnia Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Date of service is 11/26/2024. New patient visit. Date of birth 5/2/1976. Date of accident 10/31/2024. The patient is here for a new patient visit. She reported that her pain started from 10/31/2024 post motor vehicular accident. The chief complaints are pain in the neck, in the mid back, lower back, pain in the left shoulder, pain down to the left arm, and headaches. This weakness of the left arm and numbness and tingling of the second, third, and fourth finger. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to a automobile accident that happened on 10/31/2024. The details of the accident are as follows. On 10/31/2024, at around 2:15 a.m., patient was traveling as a driver near Toledo, Ohio, on Douglas and Monroe Street. The patient reported that she was driving and was restrained in a Dodge Durango, and she was traveling Douglas Street north. The other driver came from Monroe West, didn't stop on a red light, and hit her on a passenger side. Impact caused her damage to the front right grill and bumper on the front was broken, hood was damaged, there was no black glass breakage, and she doesn't have actual damage report right now at the time of history. The antifreeze leaked, coolant leaked, but she has pictures that she will be forwarding to the advanced pain care. She reported that she was hit by a Toyota truck, at almost 40 miles an hour. She was dazed, but not really complete loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient reported that she doesn't recall all the injuries, but she was injured in the head by hitting to the headrest and neck whiplash. Left hand hit into the dashboard and left shoulder hit to the steering wheel. There was no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. Patient was taken to Mercy Care ER Hospital, where she was for 2 hours, and she was given a pain shot. A CT scan of the head and neck was found okay. She was discharged after 2 hours. History of present tingleness. Patient is reporting headaches which are located mostly to the back. They are moderately severe, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, constant, and they are not sensitive to the light or noise. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. There is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. There is no dizziness, vertigo, no loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, and no disorientation or confusion, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. However, the patient does complain of loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any issue with the taste or smell. The reports of numbness and pain in your right hand constantly, difficulty walking, anxiety, sleep disturbance, denies any depression, panic, or sudden anesthesia. There is no incontinence of the urine bowel and no weakness or lightheadedness. History of the pain is as follows. Reporting moderately severe pain in the back of the neck, 8 to 10, and upper back is 10, mid back is 7 to 8, lower back is 7. She reports she cannot move her neck side to side or up and down. There's some weakness in the right arm with numbness and tingling shooting down to the second, third, and fourth finger in the front and the back. She does report pain in the right, in the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist as well. She reports that she has been dropping phones and dinner plates out of the left arm. Walking is painful. Getting up is quite hard for her. Sitting is painful. Standing is painful. Patient reports only CT scan has been done at the hospital, Mercy Care, and is reviewing the charts for the system review. For the previous treatment, past surgical stress, allergies, family history, relationship status, current employment status, legal history, personal history, and ADL, physical examination. This is a 48-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, golden EKM. Well, nourished, hydration is good. Doesn't appear to be an acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain cases. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, independent without using any adapter device. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 158 over 81, pulse 63, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'10", weight is 200. This is a 48-year-old gentleman, African-American male. Rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, musculature examination. Musculature examination reveals the following. There is a spasm of the left trapezius muscle, including cervical, thoracic, and fibers. And there are two trigger points at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. And there is a spasm of the paravertebral muscles from L1 to L5 bilaterally with several trigger points. Rest of the muscles appear to be normal. Musculoskeletal examination. Inspection and palpation from the template, normal. Spine tenderness is present at C567 and T1 and L45, L5S1. Range of motion of cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine flexion, forward flexion is 20, extension is 20, side flexion 10, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, Extension is 10, bilateral side flexion 15, and rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine. The Hoffman sign is positive. Hurling sign is positive. Lerner test is positive. The destruction test is positive. And the Sotol test was negative. Thoracic spine film test and Bruce test are negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski cardiac test is negative. Red leg raising test is positive at 20 degrees bilaterally. Cross leg raise test positive bilaterally. Brugger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Budzinski sign is negative. SI joint. SI joints are tender bilaterally. Pivot test is positive on the left, and Gosselin test is positive on the left. On the right, it is not positive. Standing flexion test, Ely compression test, distraction test are negative. The examination of the extremities is as follows. Except for the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist and hand, rest of the extremities are normal. Right upper extremity and both lower extremities are completely normal. Examination of the left shoulder reveals normal appearing shoulder without any dislocation, fracture, contusion, laceration, swelling, tender point. The range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And the pain level is 10, especially in the posterior area of the shoulder. Special test was conducted, and a Hawking kinetic test was positive, as well as the empty beer can test, near test, and speed test was positive. There is a deficit, motor weakness, 4x5 on the right side. Elbow joints was examined, and it was found that there is a tenderness of the early cranium, and median lateral epicondyle. No fractures are identified. Range of motions of the shoulder, elbow is normal. Examination of the hand and wrist. Well, the motor power is 4x5, slightly poor grip. Carpal tunnel compression tests are positive for tenor sign and palin sign. And other than that, there is no major swelling, tenderness, fractures, dislocations, or any atrophy of the muscles. There is no atrophy of thinner prominence, no muscle weakness except for the motor power of the entire right upper arm, entire left upper arm to be 4x5. And diagnosis. In general, V89.2 X60 Z79.891. PNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90, XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Left shoulder M25.512. M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. elbow, pain in the left elbow, M257522. M75.20. Pain in the left wrist, M25.532D. 25.532. Pain in the left hand, M79.642. Carpotone, MG56.02. Cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, M53.82, S13.4 XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5 XXA. SI joint, M46.1, M54.17. Plan of care for Darnia Thompson is on the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy was ordered to help in the neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, left wrist, left elbow, muscle spasm of the trapezius muscle and the paravertebral muscles, tender sacroiliac joints, all of them need to be treated with massage, traction, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program. Disability was ordered. The chief of the back to be awkward. Muscle replacement, transfer was checked. For the patient. Sorry, he was the patient has ordered a back brace, tense unit, and a neck brace. Pharmacological, non-pharmacological treatment, and home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club program are all advised. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records are ordered released from the hospital. Investigations, none. Education, yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit in 7 days and direct contact is. Patient will be seen in 15 days time.